We pray. Father in heaven, you sent your Son, a special child. He is our King. Therefore, may he always rule in our hearts. He is our Redeemer. Therefore, may the Word made flesh ever guide us. He is our loving Savior. Therefore, may he bring us to you on the last day. Tonight, the children of Zion proclaim the lowly birth of your Son, our King, Redeemer, and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 29.
And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Luke chapter 1, verse 30 through 33.
Thank you. who is this, the promised child and baby boy called Mary Miles?
The sun would be a special king, so shout and let your praises ring.
In a little stable far across the sea was a little baby just like you and me.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 15.
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 20.
the Lord of all, now sleeping in a cattle stall.
The Lamb of God rests here tonight, where shepherds come and view the sight.
Why did he come to earth to dwell, a gift of love, great news to tell?
He came to give his very life,
to free us from our senseless strife.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 through 12.
Who is this, the King of love, a gift of God from heaven above?
His Majesty came down to offer a holy child, lily moth.
Now Jesus reigns above, below, within our hearts, where we go.
On nation's bow and Commodore, our Savior rules forevermore.
Is he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding?
Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is bleeding.
Male's spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you.
Hail, hail, the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary.
So bring him incense, golden myrrh, come peasant, king to own him.
The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby.
Joy, joy, the Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary.
This is Christ the King who said.
We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your only Son to be born of a virgin in such a lowly birth. May the birth of our Savior be foremost in our hearts and minds as the real reason of the Christmas season. Bless the congregation of Zion, and especially the children of Zion, who joyously share the story of Jesus' birth. In his name we pray. Amen.